All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to get started, and I do apologize for my tardiness. So I now call this KPFT LSB meeting for March the 14th to order. And we'll begin with staff recognition. Anybody?
Yes.
Wanda?
I would like to recognize Naboo. He's a new contractor, started with this fund drive, and he's doing a really, really, really excellent job. And I want to thank all of the staff because we're in the fund drive. And I think that's it. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? Joseph?
I want to thank Wendy, actually. The ecology show so much that I donated and got a t-shirt, so she helped me get my t-shirt right away. And it was very nice of her to do that. I also want to thank Bob Gardner, who, thanks to his committee's work, has trimmed some trees and actually seen some work done. And that's it.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank Bob, recognize Bob Gardner consistently. One of the hardest working, no paying members on the board, certainly. Working down at the station. As some of our members get paid, he doesn't. And I just want to recognize all the time he spent down there and the hard times he say that people are giving him down there in an evil way. So I also want to recognize myself for getting my first car donation. My brother donated his old car this week. So, and also I committed to 10 memberships during this fund drive. So that's it, thank you.
All right. And what was the person's name that you mentioned, Rhonda?
The new staff member?
Yes.
His name is Naboo, N-I-B-U, and I apologize, I don't know his last name. He's been a assistant programmer with the Generation Radio is where you know, how we know him. And membership didn't really have any say in who was hired, consulted.
Thank you
so much.
That he's
starting.
Any other
recognition?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bill.
I just want to thank all the staff for all the teamwork and extra hard work, longer hours for fun drive. Working together real well.
Excellent. Can we post that so the staff can see the LSB is giving them all of these kudos? That would be nice. I mean, you're saying it here, but it would be nice if they knew that they.
Some of them already know.
I think it would be nice if it's something that we can try to figure out. We can say the LSB thanks the staff all their service. So maybe I'll talk to Casey about seeing how we can do something like that. If that's okay with everyone else. Okay, any other recognition? Okay, hearing none, we're now going to have roll call. If I mispronounce your name, just forgive me ahead of time. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Anissa Baruki.
Here.
Gerard Lynch.
Here.
Susie Marino.
Yes, for the
mosquitoes. Deb Chapto. Ted Weisgall, which I always get
Weisgall,
okay. Adriana Castaneda,
present.
Elaine Duncan,
here.
Alexandra Hunter,
she's resigned.
She's resigned. Jim Krapka, PK McCary,
here.
Casey Sinclair, here. Venicia Williams,
here.
Rhonda Garner,
here.
Mike Lewis,
requested an excused absence.
Cliff Smith,
here.
Robert Gardner, Wally James.
Yes.
Okay, I don't see my name on this list, and I don't see Wayne's name. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Adrienne.
Bobby Leonard.
Rita Washington. Rick Potoff.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
Here.
So is Nick is not on the board anymore, right?
No, he's kind of me.
He's still on the board.
You see, Nick?
Yes.
Okay, so he's on the board.
Nick is on the board.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move to excuse all requests for qualified excused absences.
I second.
Request for information?
Then move in properly second.
I'm here to excuse all qualified requests for absences.
I second.
It has been moved that we excuse all qualified excused absences.
Can we specify the names just so we're clear on the names? I think these were requests were going more Susie, Deb, Casey, Jim, and Mike.
Okay, I can go by the records that Casey gave me. And she said, Wally James
is here.
Yeah. He's here, okay.
Yeah, it was the last 2 months I was at.
Mike Lewis?
He had to go.
But he's not.
No, that's not the issue. We're talking about
people are going by the chairs.
Oh, okay.
He's not available for an excuse. He's ineligible for an excused absence. Deb Shafto.
Oh, shoot. She's not eligible.
Would we allow the chair to make the declarations, please?
She gave me Jim Krafka. I'm just going on what she's giving
right,
me.
Let her say
I have
it
to go,
before you say
have
it.
To go on what was well, in front of us. So let me finish. Yeah. May I, as the chair, finish?
Sure.
Realize that if you are not recognized by the chair, Mr. Lark and Ms. Rhonda, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Okay, according to what the chair gave me, the following persons are not eligible for an excused absence. I'm the newest person, I think, on the board, so I don't know about if these people have been here or not this time. I can only go by what she has given me. She has told me the following persons who are absent are not eligible for an excuse. Jim Krafka, Mike Lewis, Deb Shafto.
Point of information. Can we, but from Casey's email, we could move for an excuse absence by a 2/3 vote, is that correct?
Yes. No. Right now, there is a motion on the floor.
Okay.
The motion on the floor is that we excuse all those persons who are eligible for an excused absence. That's the motion on the floor. You can vote that motion up, or you can vote that motion down. You don't have to have a lot of discussion on the motion. You just vote it up, or you vote it down.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
Why are they not eligible?
I can only go by what the chair has given to me. These persons, she says, are not eligible for an excused absence. And I believe, according to your bylaws, it has to do with so many absences. You can only have so many absences.
So many excused absences.
So are we going to vote?
Yes.
I'd like to move to amend to suspend the rules and excuse all of those people. The three that you mentioned have medical reasons why they're not here. Deb Shafto is in the hospital. I believe Jim and Mike are caring for a family member that's very ill, and I think we should excuse them as well. So I move this to suspend the rules so we can excuse all of them.
I second motion.
I second.
Okay, Rudy. So that means we just vote on the amendment. That doesn't mean the amendment passes. It just means we're not going to vote on the amended motion, which is to, would you restate your motion?
Hold on to information, Madam Chair.
Would you get that?
Suspend the rules and excuse all absences.
Are you excusing all absences? You said all absences or just the people you mentioned?
Well, the others are not being challenged, I don't think, but I'm saying that also add the ones that you said were ineligible because they'd already had three excused absences.
I didn't hear anybody talking about Susie Moreno, and Susie Moreno asked for an excuse absence like a week ago.
She's not on this list.
Okay. Do you have a stack for this motion?
No.
Before we vote on that, on the amended motion, ma'am, I would like for us to look at Deb Shafto separately because she is.
You want to put that in a motion, Rhonda? Because if it's not a motion, we are not going to entertain it. The motion on the floor right now is the amended motion by Mr. Crowley.
Point of order. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
according to the gray section of Robert's Rules of Order, a motion to suspend the rules is not debatable and not amendable. It requires an immediate vote.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Two-thirds.
So, and that's a two-thirds vote. So are we ready to vote?
What is the question?
Madam Chair.
To suspend the rules.
To suspend the rules. To suspend the rules.
Thank you. And roll call.
Point of order, ma'am. Madam Chair, I think in this particular case, withdrawing debatability from this is inappropriate because too many people in this room are in the habit of suspending rules without understanding why they're suspending the rules and what the rules are there for.
Point of order.
And I therefore want us to have some debate on that.
All the questions.
Point of order.
Okay, Robert's
rule
says it's not debatable and it's a two-thirds vote if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct? So, how many people do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Not two-thirds of the count, just two-thirds of the vote. So just take the vote and then we'll decide if it's
counted.
Okay.
I can count it before.
I second the request for roll call, though.
Okay.
Okay.
It takes 40% of the body to vote to the roll call.
Okay, two-thirds vote. Okay. Okay, I'm going to call you. Let me know if you are for suspending the rules.
Wait, point of order.
Yes. Hang on a second. I want to make one more point of order. This is important.
It's not debatable.
It's not debatable.
This is important.
Okay, point of order. I have to, the chair has to address the point of order.
I have one, he has one.
According to Article 4, Section 10, there are people who have the right to ascend to vacated seats. When the board manipulates the roles and prevents absences from ever occurring, we are in fact violating the rights of people who are on the runner-up list. Those people, and if you read Article, page 4 of Robert's Rules, voting to suspend a rule or do anything that violates the rights of potential members or members is possibly suitable. You could be putting the foundation at risk to lawsuits by saying, oh, we're just excusing people's absences inordinately to prevent someone they don't like getting on the board. The Ron fact that Article 4 of 10 exists is there to make sure that the board has a proper procedure for replacing people. Thank you.
Just a moment. When someone is speaking, only that person has the floor. I know you can't holler, because that's what we're doing, point of order to interrupt the speaker. But that person had a point of order, so they have to complete that point of order. I have to address the point of orders as they are given to me. So, we're going to address Joseph's point of order, and that appears to be a rational point that you're making, Joseph. And hopefully they'll take that into consideration when it's time for the vote. Ted, your point of order?
There's been a request for a roll call vote on this whole business, and you do not have to, you cannot immediately go to a roll call vote only if 40% of the people present here approve of a roll call vote. Can we then have a roll call vote? that's my point. You can rule that I'm wrong, but it's in our standing rules. It takes a 40% approval. Is my recollection.
So what is, when you pull out the so that all of us, particularly me, who is a little newer, I've read the rules, but I don't remember that one per se. So we're going to address. We're not doing anything until we address.
There it is. I haven't even read it, but I'm just telling you. Is that right? Right there.
It doesn't say 40%. It actually says 40%.
What is the information?
I don't know if that's a type. It should be 40%. That's fine.
Yes.
Okay.
You mean 14%?
I'm going to put my hand down.
Okay.
I'm going to put my hand down. Point of information?
Yes, ma'am.
Should we accept Ms. Hunter's resignation?
So okay. The next board I've already said what's on.
I'm sorry you're interrupting me, though. Can I finish?
But what? You just asked, should we accept? What is before us and where we're going to go on?
Can I speak to my point of information?
You have, okay, we'll continue on.
Should we not accept Alexandra Hunter's resignation in order to seat the following board member so that he may be voting on this as the new board member?
Roll call until we can finish.
We have an order that we're trying.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Until we can establish roll call, we can't do anything else. So that is not in order at this time.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless it's a point of order or a point of information, we are now going to determine if we're going to have a roll call vote. If it's not either of those two, please keep your hands down.
Are you acknowledging by looking at?
You have to say one of those two things for me to acknowledge.
I said it way back when. I have information that I would like to share.
If it's in regard to only this issue.
It is in regard to this issue.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So it's in regard to what issue?
Attendance. Standing rules.
No, we're only talking about suspending the rules.
Okay,
or,
wait. No, that's what I'm
you're
speak
talking
to.
About. You're talking about a particular instance.
I am.
We're just talking about suspending the rules in general. And right now, we're going to do whether or not we have the persons to do a roll call vote. So if it's not addressing either of those two issues, either of those two things, you can bring that up at a later time. Just hold your comments. That's all I'm asking. That
you
we
know,
just follow this.
Still, Joseph got to speak.
Okay, but
I would like to speak to what Joseph said.
Okay, but...
But what?
Rhonda, speaking to what someone says is not a point of order or a point of information. Wait. I'm just trying to get us to orderly go through this. And I tell you, we spend so much time on going back. Just vote something up or vote it down.
Sometimes you need information to make a good vote, ma'am.
I think we all have the information, Rhonda. I think we all do.
No, I don't think we do.
Well,
like
in this particular instance,
are
you're
you
out of order.
To allow
yes,
me to speak?
I am.
All right. Stop digging down.
Okay. We are now going to vote on roll call. Having a roll call vote, this needs to be 40%. All in favor of a roll call vote, show of hands. Okay. It looks like we'll have a roll call vote on suspending the rules. And as I call your name, you can vote for suspending the rules or against suspending the rules.
And ma'am, I really am having a point of order,
Madam Chair. I request that the member Garner that you get asked to meet respect the floor.
Ms. Garner, I know that this is a delicate issue for all of us. And all I'm asking that we do is try to handle it in an orderly fashion. The easiest way to do that, is to just do what we need to do. So when I call your name, write it all down so I can be correct.
Y'all put your phones on.
Well, they could be mine because I have a timer on and I need to make sure I have my timer correct. Okay, suspending the rules.
Why are we doing this before the next member is set?
Here we go. Ahead.
Excuse me, point of order on Adriana. I'm allowed to speak.
Okay.
Why are we doing this before? Point of order.
Madam Chair.
Why are we doing this before the board member's set?
Because we haven't finished roll call yet.
We haven't finished.
And we can't do anything else. But I said before, we have not finished roll call. If we would listen, we would be able to understand, and I guarantee you we would get through this. Okay. If you are voting for suspending the rules, when I call your name or against. Bill Crozier.
Point of order. Bill Crozier is under vote suspension. He does not get a vote. That's ruling on this board.
He said otherwise.
He does not get a vote.
Yes.
Mr.
Law. He don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
I am so now. So we're saying Bill Crozier does not have a vote.
That's I was at the trial. I believe most people here were.
Yeah.
That's where it stands.
I wasn't in the trial. But I do
know. This is a committee of the PNB. The PNB overrode it.
Yes, and said he does have a vote.
Can't take away his vote. It's not to mention he's the number one listener.
Adriana, I mean, all I can do, unless I can actually do something to like put a gag over someone's mouth, I'm trying to tell them to be quiet. Okay, it's been called. Anissa, for or against suspending the rules?
For.
Gerard Lynch?
For.
Ted?
No.
Adriana?
No.
Elaine?
Yes.
Thank you.
PK?
No.
Benicia?
Yes.
Wanda?
I am for it, absolutely. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Cliff?
No.
Bob?
No.
Wally?
For.
Adrienne?
Four.
Dwayne?
No.
Vicki?
Oh, four.
Joseph?
No.
And the issue of Bill and his ability to vote. Bill, how are you voting?
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's going to be a provisional on this bill. Six, seven, eight. So the Bill vote, that would actually be nine. Two, three, four, five, six. Eight, nine. I have nine. What do you have, Mr. Secretary?
In favor?
Yes.
Not counting Bill, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, I don't have a vote from you.
Well, I was going to, matter.
Yeah, I have.
You have 8 against,
8
for? 8
in favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with Bill Crozier, I'm sorry, what is his name? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you're right. Nine. Thank you, Love. Nine in favor.
And that's without Bill, correct?
Without Bill. And you need to add 3, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So it's 9 to 6. It's not 2/3.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the no votes?
The no votes were Adriana Casanave, Joseph Davis, Robert Gartner, Dwayne Lark, P.K. McCary, Cliff Smith, and myself.
Seven.
9-7, whatever. Yeah. It's not 2/3.
Yeah. Okay, please don't do that.
11. Okay, so that motion to suspend the rules failed. Okay?
So now we can do each absence individually.
Okay, now we're back to the original motion, which was to excuse the persons that are eligible to get an excused absence. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. And those persons are, according to the notes I have, those persons would be anybody on this list.
Susie Marino?
Well, Susie gets it. Yeah, she gets it.
Mike? She's not in
Casey.
It. Casey.
Casey's not eligible.
No, she's not eligible. She even put her own, she put her own self down for not eligible.
Oh, okay.
So I feel that if she put her own self down for not eligible, I'm going to take when I saw that, like, well, this because she put her own self down as not eligible for
I move that we approve all the eligible the candidates for.
That motion's on the floor.
All right.
Yes, well, we just voted on the amendment.
Make the vote.
Yeah, we just need to. The motion is that we excuse all persons who are eligible for an excused absence. And at this point, that would only be Susie Moreno. And that's
well,
it.
I ask Joseph I'm trying to say that we should approve it unanimously. Are there any objections?
May I? Madam Chairman? Madam Chairman?
You were talking to Joseph, but the motion on, someone asked me what the motion is. That's the motion on the floor. Are we ready to vote on that motion?
Yes.
If you have something that's germane to the motion only, if you have it, now is the time to debate this motion. Is this a debatable thing?
Not only have we not objected, but if we're not going to excuse people who have valid medical reasons, then I don't think we should excuse anybody's time. So I object to this.
I object.
Okay.
Never mind. No, whatever.
Well, that is a good point.
No, you're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we're already voted to not suspend the rules. So that means those persons that are not eligible for an excused absence, they're not going to get it because we did not suspend the rules and allow that to happen. You understand what that meant when that motion failed? That's what that means. So there's no point in our bringing that back up. The only thing we're doing now is excusing the persons who are eligible for an excused absence. And that's only one person. That's Susie Moreno.
Madam Chair?
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? No. Okay, the ayes have it. So Susie Moreno gets an excused absence.
Madam Chair?
Yes,
I'd like to put a motion on the floor to accept the resignation of Alexandra Hunter.
I second.
A motion on the floor to promote Matthew Moore to the LSP.
Second.
It's been moved by Joseph Davis that we accept the resignation of Alexandra Hunter and move Matthew Moore to her seat. So it was seconded by Dwayne Lark. Are we ready to vote?
Yes. Could we see if it's unanimous?
Any objections?
Any objections?
Yeah.
Any objections?
No.
Matthew, come take your seat. Yeah. Let's give it to him. All right, Matthew. Oh, that's right, Matthew. I was just informed that we give you the opportunity to address us any way you like.
Briefly.
Not anyway.
I think you all know me. Let's get on to business.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Well said.
All right. Thank you, Matthew, so much. The next item on the agenda, oh, Lord.
Thank you, because this should not take 30 minutes to bring a roll call. I'm sorry for interrupting, Madam Chair.
15 years going on.
And I'm going to say this as the chair, because this will probably be the only time I get to chair meetings at MSB. The reason we don't get anything done here is because we spend minutes on going back and forth with one another over stuff that doesn't matter. When a motion is on the floor, if you don't like it, yes, if you got some purpose to say, say it, but then just vote it up or down and move to the next thing. That's how business happens. KPFG has a lot of stuff we need to try to deal with, and I hope we get to do that tonight. Okay, we are now on to the approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, is this the appropriate time? I wanted or is that a consent item? Let me move the new.
No, we need to approve the agenda. You want to move something?
Yeah, I wanted to move the new business up before the old business.
Madam Chair,
or is that
the process is, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda. Now the floor is open to amendment. You can make your amendment.
Okay.
Please proceed.
Well, I just I think that we should get to.
Okay. Well, let's get Rick. Before we can discuss the agenda has to be on the floor to be approved first. So that's how it goes. The motion has to be made to approve the agenda, and then we can make any necessary changes. No, I said that that's what we're getting ready to do. Someone from the board has to make that motion to approve the agenda.
Well, I move that the agenda be approved.
I'll second.
Okay. It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the agenda.
Okay, I'd like to amend the agenda so that item 7A, new business, be moved up before the unfinished business. Or would you also consider
You want to have them moved up to where?
Well, it's like, what is consent items? Can I move it up into that? Or
yes.
Because we don't have
any.
Yeah, if the body agrees, I can't do it on my own. We can vote on it.
I object. I think it just duplicates what the development committee's already doing. I don't think
it's not time to object.
We first have to agree that we're going to move that item up.
Also, I think I'm going to object because I think it's
okay. Well, Bill, when the item comes up,
discussion.
Then I'll second Mr. Powell.
Okay, first of all, as the chair, I am the only person that has a right to this. To answer anyone's response unless you're recognized by me. So I'm going to ask you as a personal favor to me, even those of you that don't really know me, to just give me that opportunity tonight. And then when KC gets back on next month, y'all can have it.
Point of order. Yes. Can you ask Member Garner, please, to be civil?
I can ask her to be civil. I cannot make her be civil. That's all I can do. And I'm asking us all, please, ladies, this is here. We go again.
No, this
ladies,
is
wait. No. Time out. We have business on the floor. This is the only thing we need to be discussing right now is the agenda.
And
if you don't have a point of order about us discussing on the agenda, you are out of order. Everybody in here, whether you got a side comment or whatever. That is how it goes. You handle business in a business-like manner. When the item comes up for discussion, you put your point out there, and then when you're done, give the other person the respect to put their point out there. Okay.
Point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought we moved and seconded your motion to accept the agenda. Did we not?
No, ma'am. Not to accept the agenda. It was, but it had to be voted on. Rick asked for an amendment to the agenda, which was to move an item up. So that's where we are, moving that item up on the agenda.
So we're in discussion of this motion.
Yes.
You move it or you don't accept it?
It's like I move and second the agenda. I move and second to accept the agenda. Is there any discussion? So is Rick the first person discussing?
He asked for an amendment, so. Yes. He asked
okay,
for an
thank
amendment.
You. I'm next.
He's already done it.
Oh, my. I thought we was in discussion.
No, I'm done.
He was done.
Okay.
But she ate, so that you'll understand parliamentary procedure.
Babe, I know parliamentary procedure.
Okay, but
very
when she said point of order, I had to address her point of order. So now I will go to you since you have a discussion.
I just wanted to know what we were in discussion because you guys keep bouncing all around, and that was my question. And when you don't, and I'm saying this to everybody in this room, not just you. The proper way to make a motion is I move. To suspend, I move to accept the agenda. Is there a second? Second. Is there any discussion? That's the way it goes. Then you to talk about the discussion. We don't even know where you, and this is not even to you. Mm-hmm. This is all the time. Mm. We don't even know when we end discussion because y'all, the chair does not follow through on the motion. And you, it's
yes,
not
the chair
you,
is
it's
fine.
Not you, it's not you. It's everybody.
No. The chair is following through on the motion.
Oh,
what we're
God.
Doing is we're not listening. And so we hear what we want
I
to hear.
So.
Yes, ma'am. We hear what we want to hear. Okay.
I just feel fine. Like I'm being talked down to right now, and I'm kind of not in no mood for that because I do know parliamentary.
Are you now giving me a personal privilege? Because
no,
otherwise,
not.
You are
no,
out of order.
I'm
right
not.
Now.
I'm not.
Okay, thank you, Joseph.
I want to second Rick Potoff's amendment suggestion. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all.
It's been moved and seconded that we move item 12A to, where did you want to move it to, Rick?
The consent items.
To the consent items?
Yeah.
Six. To number six. Are we ready to vote? Are we ready to vote?
What was the rationale for the move, Rick? I did not hear him. If he said it, I did not hear it.
I did not hear it.
Well, the other speed to get to it.
Okay.
Rather than go through all the old business and all the community reports and all the comments. And
are we ready to vote?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay, the ayes have it. And the agenda has been approved with
wait,
the...
Wait, I have something. Let me first write down whether we just passed that. In our meeting last month, we voted to form a committee to review the September minutes that
we're about to get to that table. We're not there yet. If we would just let
okay.
us go through
okay.
the agenda, I promise you these issues will come up if
okay.
we just allow us to go through the agenda. Okay? So now we have approved the agenda. We're now on item 5, minutes approval. However, it is 7:53. Do we have any public comments?
Madam Chair. We voted on the amendment. We haven't voted to print the agenda yet.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry. Thank you so much, Joseph. We did vote on the amendment. All in favor of the agenda? Approval of the agenda?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The agenda has been approved. I have 7:53, and I don't know. I know we will not get through minutes approval in 7 minutes. Can we try to do one? Can we try to do one? Can we try to do
yes.
one? Thank you. All right. According to what I have, the minutes that we need to look at first are the financial crisis meeting minutes from 11:06. Do we have any corrections to those minutes? Okay, Ted.
That was a special community meeting. It did not achieve quorum. So any minutes pertaining to a meeting that did not occur on the second Wednesday, as obviously November the 6th was not, are not appropriate for any kind of approval, and any absences that night should not be held against someone. But besides that, we did not have quorum. I've reviewed a spreadsheet that confirms that.
Okay.
So that can be scrapped.
Are you making a motion?
Yes.
You talking about 8?
Yes.
Are you talking about 11-6?
Yes.
November 6th, yes.
How many people were there?
One less than quorum.
12? How many people were there, Ted?
7. I can count it for you just a moment ago, but I know that it was not quorum. It was, in fact, if you'd like, I'll read it. I'll read who was there, and you can tabulate it yourself. This was the discussion of finances. Bill Crozier wanted to discuss it in a board meeting, and I said no, and we spent 2 hours that night discussing it. And present, do you want me to just count the numbers? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It was quorum because we had two people that had resigned, and therefore quorum went on a lower threshold.
Stack.
Okay. Adriana, and then Mr. Larkin, then we're going to have public comment because, as I knew, we wasn't going to make it. Jerry, I'm sorry, Jerry, did you have your hand up?
Point of information, why is it so critical to amend minutes of meetings from last year?
Because minutes are really can be legal documents. And so it is proper. They go up to the Pacifica for what I was told.
Are there any meetings that are so unimportant that you do not have to have minutes? And argue over minutes and try to correct them years later or whatever?
Yeah, that's happened.
Okay, Adriana.
Chair, it's very clear that we shall do it tonight. If you have roll call and decide if you have quorum, you cannot go into a meeting. When we have roll call, we have quorum or not, and then you can accept resignations and start from there replacing. Didn't happen November 6th. Roll call was with 12 people, didn't have quorum, and didn't accept any resignation at all. And you can see that those resignations were some of them November 8th and some of them in December. Approved some of the resignation. I mean, that meaning didn't have quorum. It's not the way
you
can have that quorum.
Okay,
Dwayne,
and then Dwayne.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. This isn't a new issue. The fact that two points are clear here. The first point is that it was determined at that meeting that there was no quorum. Therefore, no meeting occurred. Second, I think this is an example of how we prolong our meetings for personal, I don't know what folks' motives are, but I know it's very clear that there was no meeting. So to prolong this thing, so to get someone caught up, it shows that your hands are not clean. It's very clear. There was no meeting. There were 12 people, whether you want to say it was 22 on the board at the time, which we've never used as a rule. We've always gone by 24, no matter who wasn't there. So you can continue to go down this road so we don't get nothing done, but don't think your hands are bloodless. Don't think you're not guilty of doing what you call other folk of doing and then try to paint yourself as clean.
Okay, I'm going to ask, because we have public comment in 1 minute, that we just stop at this point and prepare a public comment.
Sure. May I speak?
30
seconds.
Can
you just hold this? Can you do it in 30 seconds?
I can.
Okay.
I think the minutes that Mr. Moore produced are exemplary and fine. And I think whether the meeting made quorum or not is an irrelevant point. I mean, I agree that the meeting did not make quorum, but the minutes are valid. Thank you.
Okay, we are going to stop at this point because we do have to break for public comments.
Joseph, can you give me?
Thank you.